Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Snow White. Dear fairy tale hunters, have you ever experienced the destructive power of vanity and hubris? Let me share this story with you. Stepmothers tend to have a bad reputation. The following lady is partly to blame. Married queen, middle-aged, good-looking, clearly some unresolved childhood issues. When she marries the king, she takes on his daughter as her child. At least she says so. And if Snow White hadn't become so pretty over time. Well, pretty is an understatement. More like dazzling, stunning, breathtakingly beautiful. They would have just had an ordinary stepdaughter-stepmother relationship without murderous intentions.
What?
But things went down differently. The stepmother has a magic mirror that talks. And what else would you ask a magic mirror if not, "Is there anyone else as good-looking as me?" "No," replies the mirror. "Nowhere." And the stepmother is content. Until Snow White becomes impossible to overlook. So, when the queen asks, "Me, still most beautiful?" the mirror replies, "Sure, looking good, as always." And after a short pause, for effect, "But you ain't got no game against Snow White." How humiliating! What a disgrace! Well, it's somewhat understandable that the queen was offended, but what she orders next is completely over the top. Hiring a huntsman to kill Snow White! Conspiracy to murder.
No!
But the kind huntsman lets Snow White go.
Oof!
And she flees over mountain 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Must have been a Tyrolean landscape. She probably would have loved to hop on a cable car. She arrives at a house, hungry and tired. Everything is tiny there. The table is set, but no one's home. She can't help herself. She eats a little something off every plate so no one will notice. Then she lies down in one of the beds. The owners come back. Loud and cheerful dwarfs. Do dwarfs really bring luck? They realize someone helped themselves. But they're so delighted with Snow White that they let her stay with them. Change of scene. Back to the mirror. The stepmother thinks her stepdaughter is dead. She gets in front of the mirror and asks her vain question. The mirror gives an honest reply. "You're fab, queen, but the gal living in the glen with the 7 little men is just a different league." You can imagine how that went down. Oh, the obsessed old queen becomes unstoppable and takes matters in her own hands. She disguises herself and goes to Snow White to finish her off. One attempted murder worse than the other. First, she tries to strangle her with lace. Then, she uses a poisoned comb to knock her out. How does she come up with these ideas? And, although Snow White becomes increasingly cautious, she can't escape the third attempt. She bites into an apple, which the disguised stepmother hands her, and drops dead. The apple was poisoned. The dwarfs are inconsolable, giants in grief. And since Snow White is still drop-dead beautiful, they build her a glass coffin. Enter the prince. He falls in love with the dead Snow White and obtains the coffin from the dwarfs. But whenever you try to impress a prince, something's bound to happen. The coffin falls during transportation. The lid pops open. Snow White tumbles out. The impact of the fall frees the poisoned apple piece. Everybody just stands there, staring at each other. Nobody wants to make the first move. And then Snow White begins to breathe. She's alive! Incredible! A fairy tale! The prince can't believe his eyes. They get married immediately. Immediately! And the stepmother? Well, she's invited and actually comes to the wedding. A noble gesture, one might say. What a forgiving couple! But alas, it turns out the stepmother attended, but never left the wedding. Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Text, design and production from Peter Kollreiter, Hörwinkel, in cooperation with the Audioversum Innsbruck. Voice, Bronwyn Merz-Pensinger.